Dozens of Boston residents and members of community groups are voicing concerns over a proposal that, if implemented, would dramatically change the routes that hazmat trucks can take through the city. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports on the first of four public hearings on the proposal.
For many North End residents and city officials, it doesn't make sense to allow trucks to pass through the North End if they're making deliveries elsewhere. Boston Transportation Commissioner Thomas Tinlin is among those pushing for a plan to require trucks carrying hazardous material use Route 128 around the city instead of cutting through it.
The transport of hazardous material through the city of Boston, just because it's a shorter route, people who are not picking up material and not delivering material, who are bringing no benefit to the people who live and work and visit our city, is unsafe.
Most of the residents who showed up last night agreed, citing concerns ranging from noise at night to potential danger to employees, residents, the environment, and historic sites if there was a major accident in the North End. But truck owners like John Hamill of J&S Transport Company in Lynn say those concerns are overblown for the short distance through the city.
If we're driving through the city of Boston at 1.5 miles, you are not going to roll that vehicle over. Yeah, there have been minor fender benders, which may occur here and there, but there's never been anything serious.
Hamill says the bigger threat is on expressways such as Route 128, where the speeds are higher and risk of rolling over a tanker and causing a big accident are much greater. And he says the longer route could also mean longer waits and higher costs for gasoline and home heating oil.
If we take a two-hour delivery to Quincy, and we turn that into a 4 or 5 hour delivery, the productivity is cut by 50%, which means we need 50% more trucks out on the road, onto a highway that can no longer handle the capacity that it's running at today.
But Commissioner Tinlin says the issue is plain and simple. It's safer for trucks to use Route 128 no matter what kind of accident could occur.
It doesn't matter if it's a rollover, an explosion, a truck that breaks down and impedes the flow of traffic and pedestrian safety. The simple fact of the matter clearly shows that the 128 route, a road that was built and designed for the purpose of interstate and intrastate commerce, is the safest way to move hazardous materials through.
State transportation officials are holding another hearing on the proposal in Quincy tonight and two more hearings next week. They're also accepting public comments until September 23rd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.